Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Ayin Beis, 572. The Isser of giving money in interest. We already had the Isser, and we will repeat in a minute, of taking money with interest, but there's also an Isser of giving money with interest. Says the Torah, Lo Sashich Le'achicha, do not be Tashich, which is a lashon of interest, neshech le'achicha, to your brother, not from your brother, but to your brother, neshech kosa kasef neshech ochel, whether it's money, whether it's food, neshech kol davar asher yishach, anything, one is not allowed to, la'nachri tashech, that'll be the next mitzvah, not for today, u'la'achicha lo tashech, l'mani berecha Hashem alokecha, so give you a special bracha, lo tashech, Rashi says, azhara la'loveh, Shelo yitain ribis lamalve. The isser is on the borrower, not to pay ribis to the malve. Sifse Chachamim says, the imlo king, because if you don't say this, lo tashuch mi baile. Ki alova hu agorem lamalve sheyishchenu. The malve's azhara is elsewhere. It's earlier in Bahar. It's kaspecha lo sitain lo b'neshech. Do not give your money with neshech, but this is the isser on the love. So if you add them all up, there are a number of isurim relating to ribis, three of them all together as of now. Today's isser is the isser on the love paying ribis. Then you have back in Parshas Mishpatim, which the Sefer Chinuch calls im kesef talve, the isser mitzvah samaches, the isser of an arev or any other person being involved. Shelo nashes yad bein love lamalve beribis. Says the chinuch there. Shlonis aseik bim malvis ribis bein halove v'amalva. You should not be involved. Klomer shenolanasa shlohem arvus v'lo noed aleim. You can't be the co-signer and you can't be the witnesses. V'lo nichtov aneim star sheish poaskaris ribis, and you can't write a star that has ribis in it. This iser is kol hamis askim beinyan kon arev edim v'sofer. So that's the first one in the Torah. You have everyone involved. Then you have today's, and in the middle you have in Parshas Bahar, you have of course the main isser of ribis, and that is the isser of lending money with interest. Says the chinuch in mitzvah shin mem gimel, shelo lahalvos beribis li Yisrael. An isser d'oraisa to lend money with interest to a Jew. Shine amar es chasbacha lo sitein lo b'neshech v'marbis lo sitein ochlecha. Ve'ein elu shnei lavim, those aren't two lavim. Ribis is neshech and neshech is ribis. It's just one. The Torah says that to be mechayiv you and you violate two averis. But there are, as we see, three isurim. The isur on the malveh, the isur on the loveh, and the isur on anyone involved. Obviously, this isur on the loveh, when one violates this isur, one violates two isurim. One violates this isur of giving money with interest, and also the isur of lifneiver, which is causing him and facilitating your friend from doing an avera. So that also is the general, but here you have a specific avera related to ribis. There are also assays related to ribis. Beis Hashem, next mitzvah, which we'll get to, 573, is the mitzvah of lending money to a non-Jew with interest. We'll have to talk more about that when we get to it. But there is an assay that the Ramban adds. The Ramban in Hosafa Yud Zayin that he adds on to the Rambam's mitzvahs, he says there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of returning money that was taken with interest. Shidetz tavinu lahachzira ribis shalakach l'meyachinu. Again, not that we want to do all these mitzvahs. It's better not to take the interest to then not have to return it. But if one took interest, so then there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to return it. Ve'inyan ha-mitzvah hazos ki kasher mananu yisparach shalo nigzol v'im gazalnu tziva otanu la'shivas ha-gzela. Important lashon which we'll get back to, but says the Ramban, just like the Torah tells us not to steal, and if we steal, we must return what we stole. The Heishav is Akzela Asher Gazal, the Mitzvah Saseh, Kein Mananu Shlo Nikach Ribis Mi Yisrael, so too we are commanded not to take any ribis from a fellow Jew. V'im Lakachnu Oso Tziva Osanu Lahashivo Linosein. Even though we gave it to, he gave it beratzon, and we didn't steal it. He gave it to us. Still, one has to return it. Chiv of hashavas ribis, not just hashavas gazela. The Rambam says, just like you're commanded in terms of hashavas gazela, so too ribis. The Megillas Esther there says, why doesn't the Rambam count it as a separate mitzvah? The Rambam must assume that it's included. Included in what? Hashavas gazela. Just like the Rambam does not count a separate separate mitzvah for Hashavas Oshek if I didn't pay a worker and then I pay the worker. That's not a separate mitzvah asay doraisa. So to hear this, that is not a mitzvah asay doraisa. It's all included in the mitzvah of returning Gezel. This Ramban is going to be very important to us in a minute, Be'ez Hashem, when we get back to the Lamdas. Okay, but first let's define the mitzvah in the words of the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch, Shenimnanu milaseis ribis li Yisrael, kamo shenimnanu kamochei milakachas also. It's usher for us to give money with interest, just like it's usher to take money with interest. V'alzeh ne'emar, lo sashach l'achicha neshach kesav neshach ochel. Neshach kol davar asher yishach, apah apirish alzeh, lo sashach lo tinashach, klomar lo titain ribis. Don't give it. Shahad no to know who on ashuch, because the one who's giving it is the one who is bitten, and tinashach, don't be involved in that. And the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Ayin Hey, Halove over Mishum Lo Tashich, Umishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Mechshol. As we said, those two Averis. Vilo Lo Ba'a Hamaniya Mufureshos Alzeh, if there wouldn't be a separate Isser regarding this, Hayisi Savur, I would have thought, Shahamalve Hushasol Kachto. Fine, it's also to take your interest. Aval Halove Imratza Limchol, Verotze Ba'o Na'asoshi Emoter. But I would have thought from the Lovis point of view, if he wants to be Mochel, he can be Mochel. Kenyan ba'onah, just like ona'ah. Shama'an, if I'm getting ripped off, if a certain somebody overcharges me, I'm allowed to be mochel. I know I'm getting overcharged. Shama'anu over lo ha-mis'aneh. Just like there, it's only the ma'an, not the mis'aneh. If the mis'aneh is mochel, so then he is not violating. So do we are. I would have thought that the one who's giving ribbis is not. Kamash malano, ribbis is extreme. Ribbis is radically different in terms of the Isser than all the other monetary Averas. You don't have any other monetary Averas where anybody involved in the Isser merits their own Isser Dalraisa. The Malva, the Lova, the Edom, the Sofer, everybody involved gets their own Isser Dalraisa. There's a big discussion in the postgim, starting with the Rishonim and filled in by the Achronim, and that is, what is the relationship conceptually between Ribbis and, let's say, Gezel? Between these two, how do you look at them together? Yes, they all have to do with taking other people's money. But is there a conceptual connection between them? So there is a fascinating line in Bava Metzia, the beginning of the Perek, about Ribbis. Ezeo Neshach, beginning of the fifth Perek. The Gemara says, in the name of Rava, Amar Rava, Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, Lama li dekasa rachmano lav beribbis, lav begezel, lav beona'a. Why does the Torah have to write three different Averos? Just say one of them. Havamid of the Gemara is that it's all the same idea. The law of interest, the law of stealing, and the law of onah, right? Taking, overcharging. So the Gemara then says, Shrichi. And the question is how to understand this kamashmal on this tricha. Because of Rachmana lav beribis, if the Torah would have only said ribis is aser mishum de chidishu, there maybe only that's aser. It's a chidish. Why? Dafilu bilove aser Rachmana, our mitzvah. Because there the Torah asers even the loveg giving the ribis. That doesn't apply to others, so maybe only that's aser. Because of Rachman Allah begezel, and if it only said gezel, misham debal karche. So there is because it's forced, it's against one's will. Avo bo'una'a imalo, bo'una'a. It's not forced, and it's not, there's no isser on the love, meaning on the mis'ane. So then I would have thought, maybe it's not usr. Because of Rachman Allah bo'una'a, and if you only had ona'a, misham delo yada demachil, he doesn't know. He's getting tricked by the other ones, he's not getting tricked. So that's why the Gemara says, you couldn't have had any of these missing. You had to have all three written. Then the Gemara goes into, why can you at least write two out of three? Hey, Tasty, lo derech rachmana lav ribis. Leave ribis? No. Ribis is the only one that's given me daite. Leave out, lo derech tov ona'a? No. Ona'a is maybe derech mekach umemkar. What about, don't say gezel? No. That ona'a has a chiddush and ribis has a chiddush fechulu. The Gemara continues. So the question is, how to understand the maskan of that Gemara? The Havamina was clear. There's no difference. It's all the same conceptual idea. So you don't need both of them, all of them. Kamashmal on what? All these differences mean that they're all the same idea, but with these differences, or these differences reflect that there's something very different about them. So this gets back to the Ramban that we just mentioned. The Ramban that says, by Hashavas Gezela. The Ramban says, count it as a separate mitzvah. So the Ramban emphasizes it, and the Megillah says even more. What does the Ramban say? Just like Gezel is a mitzvah, Hashavas Gezela, so too. That's the parallel. But it's counted as a separate mitzvah. The Miguel Tzetzer is even more extreme for the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't count it because it's exactly included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Gezel. So both the Rambam and the Ramban would be using Gezel as a model, but the question is, how far do you go? If you look in the Ritva on that Gemara, on Daf Samach Aleph in Meseches Bamitzia, he also has important formulations. First, he quotes the Machlokes Rishonim, between the Rambam and the Gaonim, whether there can be Mechila, La'achar Piraon, after I pay with Ribbis. Can I, you know what, keep it. Keep it. Is there mechila? That's the machlokas. The Rambam says it does work, and Gonim say it doesn't work. And the Ritva likes that opinion. Mechila, there's no mechila when it comes to ribis. Why not? There's mechila by Gezel, there's mechila by Ona'a, says the Ritva. V'tam hadvarim, omer mari, the tvias ribis lo havia kishar tvios. The tvia, the claim of ribis, is not like the other claims, like gezel and ona'a, the chayote bohem, the isle achavre shibud mamon. You know what gezel is, or ona'a? It's purely a shibud mamon. You have money of mine, and therefore you have to pay me back. It's not your money. Elachi of who, but when it comes to ribis, that's not true. It's not just a pure shibud mamon, like the others. After all, you gave this willingly. So no, it's a chovas gavra. That the Torah says, Elachiyev u'shachiyev ha'kasav l'hachzir iser shabala. The Torah says, you have to return the iser that you swallowed up. Teda, I'll prove it to you, says the Ritva. Rabbi Yochanan holds that ribis ketutza, real ribis daraisa, eino yotze b'dayanim. It cannot be yotze. Bezdin cannot take it out from you. V'gam l'divrei, why not? If it's a shibud mamon, how can it be a day that says bezdin can't be motziit? Or, we also hold that if a person who took ribis dies, his children are pater from returning it. What do you mean? Children have to pay back the shibudin that the father owed. It must be, says the Ritva, that this is different. This is a different type of chiyuv. Ubevadai, the time of kida amran, the chiyuva de rama ale rachmanu. This is a chovas gavra that the Torah puts on the person who took ribis. Ukeinyin chov lamandar priyas bal chov mitzvah v'shibud alav daraisa. It's like if you hold priyas bal chov as a mitzvah and not a monetary obligation. So it's similar to that. Aval elahasam, but over there at least, de'ika din mamon l'chaveirum hani mechila. Their mechila would still work. Aval hacha l'shamayim hu chayiv. Wow. You're chayiv l'shamayim. V'kiva, and that guy happens to be the person who l'shamayim says to pay back. But the chiv is l'shamayim. V'kiva shekein lo toel lo mechilas chaveiro v'chein ikar. I don't think mechila would work in this case because ribis is a very different type of chiyuv than gezel and ona'a. Rav Asher Weiss also discusses this here in Sefer Dvarim, in Simen Mem Dalet, and he says, maybe, just in terms of categorization, maybe it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam puts Hilchas Ribis in Hilchas Mal Vivalove, lending. So if you don't pay back, you borrowed money that was inappropriate. So it sounds like more of a Dini Mominus, if you just look at the context. While the Tur, where's Hilchas Ribis? It's not in Choshe Mishpat. Unbelievable. The Torah puts Hilchas Ribis in Yaredeya. Before Hilchas Nida, Yaredeya, it's Isser Veheter. It's Isser Veheter. The Bach downplays that connection. The Bach at the beginning of Kuf Samach, beginning of Hilchas Ribis, he says, Hova Asel Yadon, since we were talking previously about dealing with a non-Jew, and Ribis, so we'll get into Ribis, which is about, has a difference between Jew and non-Jew. But either way, that is an important placement where you put it. Where else do you see, quotes again, our Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Bamitzia, Samach Aleph, and he says maybe the machlokas is relating to the issue that was brought up before by the Ritva. The Gemara in Bamitzia tells us, Yiniach lema vien mo shel ribis, ein chayavim lahachzir. Why? Right. One day is that Rishus Yoresh Karishus Lokeach. And then it's as if he bought it. And Rava says, L'didei azir rachmana lahachzir, lebrei lo azir. So what's that machlokas about? The two different reasons why one does not have to, the children don't have to return. So to Rami Bar Chama, he says, Rishus Lokeach, it's like, Harilu Rami Bar Chama having gezel biyat hamalve. Ulochara l'shita so having gezel mamish. He says, only a Lokeach doesn't have to return it because it was Shini Rishus. But really, at root, it's gezel, but you don't have to return it. Even though it's a gezel. Mashiach, according to Rava, maybe it's not a gezel at all. Right, it's just a chovas gavra, and therefore, lididei azir rachmana, and lebrei lo azir rachmana. So again, this is an important discussion of how ribis lines up with the other isurim in dine mamonis. As we know, ribis is not only money. As the Torah says, even ochel. What about, and this is a discussion in the Achronah, what about saying thank you? Somebody lends you money, and you're going to pay back just exactly what he lent you. Saying thank you, is that ribis? Rav Moshe Feinstein is machmir in Yaradei in the first chelik in Simen Pei, in Mutar, right, says Tshuva from 1940, in Mutar Litain Todah. Even officially, he says, you're allowed to say thank you in the hakdama of your sefer to those who lent you money for publishing it. So again, a lot of times, publishers, people who give the money, aren't lending money, they're just giving the money. That's not a problem. Somebody gives you a gift, of course you can say thank you. What if somebody lent you money to publish the sefer, and you're going to pay them back? So Nira says Rav Moshe Lanias Daiti, Shebalashin Toda, Kamosha Aser Lomar Lahamalve, Avur Halva Aso, Midin Ribis Dvarim, Aser Gam Lichtov Lahatvis. You can't say Toda, you can't say thank you. What you can only do is letting people know that they did this and saying he should get a bracha from Shemayim. Ava Yecholon Lichtov Balashin Hoda'a, She Yizbarech Min HaShemayim, Ki Hazeh Emes, She Yizbarech, because that's true. He's going to get a bracha for doing the mitzvah. She Yizbarech B'schus Mitzvah. You're allowed to do that. You borrowed such and such. Even though you're going to indirectly make people think of him as a great guy, but it's fine. Mitzvah lafarsim ose mitzvah. Im ein makpid and laster if they want to publicize it. Lachin gam b'ksavetvus. Rashon lafarsim lichtob b'nusach kazen. Rav Moshe is the exact nusach. Bracha netuna, may Hashem yisbarach leploni, hagom el chesed, vehilva latfasas asever kach vakach. Odomo shenosach nusach zeh, says Rav Moshe, that's what you should do, but not directly to say thank you, that is Rav Moshe. Other postgame, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Menachah Shlomo, and Rav Yashiv, you know, both are more makel by the thank yous. You're not really thanking him for the loan, you're thanking him for the mitzvah that he's doing. The Torah Tzvima also says it right here. He says, yesh lo ha'ir, im nachon haminog, shemakimran toda, ish lechaveiro, baravos, says the Torah Tamima, Kivan to be Midas Derech Eretz, Lahodo Zelaze al Hatircha, Ein Oda Kazu Museves al Guf Halva, Kimal Tirchas Hadavar. It's because you went through the bother to give it to me. And the other way, it would be a totally lack of Derech Eretz if one wouldn't say anything. So therefore, says the Torah Tamima right here, it would be okay. It would be okay. So that's in terms of also giving the ribbis. So that's in terms of giving the thank yous. Misharshia mitzvah. The Sharsha of this mitzvah of ribbis, v'rchar chakasami b'nei Yisrael, and staying away from it. I've already written both in mitzvah samaches and mitzvah shimnim gimel, as we said, the isser on all of those involved and the isser on the malveh, and look there to get the message, right? Again, neshach is described, ribbis is described as a biting, because there's like a bite. Starts off as a little bite, but then it affects the whole body. Here too, if somebody charges with ribbis, you know, without realizing it, all of a sudden, the interest accrues, and it can lead to problems. Good. There are one or two other examples of ribbis that come up many times, and you know, how does one deal with that? Let's say somebody borrows neighbors. Neighbors borrow something from each other. Somebody borrows some sugar, somebody borrows some eggs, and sometimes, let's say my neighbor gives me 9 eggs, so I'll buy them a dozen. I'll give him back a dozen. I give him extra. Is that allowed? I give him extra eggs, or I borrow a half a bottle of something. I got to give him back a whole bottle. Isn't that ribbis? I borrowed something and I paid back more than I borrowed. So is that something that I have to be worried about? So if you look in Yaradeya, in Simen Kuf Samach and Ilchus Ribbis, in Sif Yud Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, in this case, amongst neighbors, where they're not makpid about things between each other, we are allowed to look at each direction as a gift, not as a borrowing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Talmidei Chachamim, Shehilvu Zeh Zeh Dvarim Shel Ma'achal, V'nasan Lo Yotzer Al Mashalav Mimenu Chomesh, Ad Chomesh, He gives more, Hari Zeh Mutter, it's okay, Shadavar Yadua, Shelo Nasan Lo El Matana, He's giving a Matana, that's how he's looking at it, and therefore, it is Mutter. The Rama adds, V'yesh Matir, Nafilu B'hisnu Mitchil Lakach, even if he says beforehand, if he says, you know, thank you, I'm going to get you, I'll buy you a dozen eggs next week. So even that is okay, as long as it's something small that people generally aren't makpid about. That is the heter of neighbors buying things for each other. There's also an important discussion, by the way, the Menachas Chinuch here discusses, when does the Isser kick in, when you make the agreement, or only when you pay, what happens, the Menachas Chinuch, no, say, discuss, what about a child? What about if you give money to a child with interest. A child is like a millionaire somehow, and the child lends money, and you pay him ribbis. So he says, gamkein vade over, that you violate. But he says, lifnei iver, you might not violate, because the child doesn't violate. The child is not a chayiv in the isurim of ribbis. That relates to the sugya of lifnei iver. How do you look at lifnei iver? Do you look at it as what we call klali uprati? If you say it's klali, that it goes on your lifnei ivers are the same, so it doesn't matter if this person is not violating, you're still involved in an avera. Mashenkin, if you say the lifnei iver is connected to each and every avera, that maybe that's where the minchas chinuch fits in, that you wouldn't violate if the malveh is a katan in this context. And it goes, what about bnei noach? Is there isur of ribbis or a mitzvah of ribbis from a ben noach to a ben noach? Imitzuv ala ribbis milikach etzel ben noach haveiro. He says, look in the Tosfos. He quotes. He assumes that it's a machlokas 2 days in Tosfos whether it would apply or not. Maybe tomorrow we'll get back to the issue of the Gemara's line in Baba Kama that if there is a star sheishbo ribbis, the keren could still be collected. Big Tosfos discusses there why is that. Why should this Karen be able to be collected? If the Edom are psulim, if everybody is thrown out and violating Averis, the whole star should be thrown out. Why is it that you can collect the Karen? So maybe we'll discuss that next time when we talk about the mitzvah of ribbis to a non-Jew.